So I went on my kids' school camp.
Were you invited?
Yes. Just didn't turn up. People, parents have just turned up uninvited.
Yeah, I get a little bit worried. So they go, I'm getting in the car. I'm going up. I'm just going to see if everything, you know, everything's going okay.
And also where there's been issues with parents splitting up and the dads or the mum's just gone, I'm just going to go and see the kid on camp. If I can't see them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a whole new world. Yeah.
Whoa. Anyway, it was good fun. It was just one night and I was in
one night's not too bad.
One night's not too bad. You can kind of cope. I've done two nights before. Grade five and six. They're actually all really good kids.
Yeah. What do they call you? Mister or do they call you Dad?
Barney's dad.
They call you Barney's dad.
Or Dave sometimes. Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Anyway, that's all cool. And but it's all about the sleeping arrangements, which is my concern.
Absolutely. You've got to get in early and you've got to have a look around. You've got to find the best one.
Okay, you don't want a tent. The kids are all in tents on the grass, right? Yep. Now, the teachers have to go in tents. They've got to keep an eye on them.
Yep.
Then there's the schoolhouse, which is an old schoolhouse.
So you've been to this place before?
Yeah, I've been about five times at least.
Oh, you got it wired.
Anyway, the schoolhouse is where all the activities, all the cooking takes place, where they eat dinner, where they eat lunch. It's a big old schoolhouse that's been turned into a camp, and that's like the central bit. And someone has to sleep in there because that's where the kids that get upset and homesick come and sleep next to the teachers and the adults, the other. You don't want to be in there.
Excuse me.
My wife went in there once and just kids had gastro. She had kids sleeping next to her on top of her. It was sad, like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Then there's the bunkhouse. Right, now that's the A grade. That's just this old crappy fibro shack with bunk beds in it. And that's where the men normally get sent.
The men.
So me and Dino were there.
How many men?
Oh, normally only two or three of you.
Yeah.
And that's
fine. All right. That's good.
But
how many in the room with you?
Well, this is the thing. Dino was there. We were going to have a great night because I got on well with him. But then the teacher goes, we need another person in the schoolhouse. And I said, well, I've got my sleeping mask and I don't want to freak out the kids with my Darth Vader thing. Yeah. And so I was there. I was in the bunkhouse by myself.
Oh, so you bought your way out of it.
Yeah, I was in there by myself. You can't really hear the kids. It's close to the toilet. I sat up in bed. I read. I watched something on my phone.
Oh, you would have loved it.
I was eating food. It was like I was the king of that bunkhouse. But then it came time to go to sleep. It's really hard to get to sleep in a... You know, in a sleeping bag.
Yeah. Sleeping bag?
Sleeping bag. Eventually, I'd forgotten my sleeping bag, so I had to just use one of the ones there.
Oh, dear. Gosh. Who knows what's happened in that bag?
Anyway, so I finally got to sleep.
Crusty?
It was all right. I finally got... It is now. I finally got to sleep about 1, and then I got woken up like in 4:30, but I thought it was a car alarm.
Yeah.
But apparently it's a frog. And it goes like this, bloop, 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 bloop.
That sounds right.
Yeah. But then it's like, so you're lying in bed and you hear this, bloop, bloop, bloop. And I thought, oh, maybe it's a car alarm. So I got up and had a look. None of the cars were going off.
You take your mask off.
I took the mask off. I walk around with the mask.
There's that monster in there.
Besides the lambs. I take the mask off. I go out there and I hear this, bloop, bloop, bloop. But then it would set off the cow. So it'd be like this. You're lying in bed like this. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And then a dog would join in. So I reckon for an hour, I was just lying in bed like this. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
It's like those kids' books where you can point to the cow and then touch it and moves. What does the frog do?
It started to turn. I was so tired and with my mask on, it was like some sort of a dance sort of trance song. Like, bloop, bloop, bloop. Gee, it's noise in the bush.
I did a thing called backwoodsman when I was doing. Remember backwoodsman? That was in Scouts.
Yes.
Where you had to go out and build your own.
Oh my God.
Build your own hut.
Yeah.
And me and Bruce Phillips, we built it, and that was very good. But in the middle of the night, I heard.
Yeah, there's some weird. It's possums and stuff and koalas.
Possums do that noise, and koalas make this deep, guttural sort of. It's like they epitomize. Spooky sounds.
Yeah.
You're going, oh, I'm dealing with this. There was no rotunda to run to because we were left out in the middle of nowhere.
Ooh.
Had to survive it, you know.
Wow.
But I remember the first time I was sleeping in a rotunda. I may have told the story before. When we were at school camp, in the stretcher, sleeping next to Greg Wilson. And I was never great sleeping on, you know, work at home, stuff like that. And sleeping next to Eddie's teddy bear.
Oh, right. How was he? 18?
Yeah, 18, 19, early 20s maybe. And anyway, so he starts snoring. So go on. Oh, this guy, this is going to kill. So I reach over, take his teddy bear off him, keeps on snoring. I go, this is not good. So, for some reason, we had sheets and stuff. So I lean over, pull his arm out, just plop it on, hang it outside. That'll wake him up.
Yeah.
Doesn't wake him up. Still snoring. Pull his leg out. Right. So this is a capture. So that, not that high off the ground.
No,
the
capture.
So his arm's out, his leg's out.
Yeah.
Still snoring away.
Yeah.
And then I just go over and I completely pull him out of his bed onto the floor, only to realize it was the guy next to him snoring. So he's on the floor going, what the fuck is going on here? And the guy next to him is going, and I've just done that real thing, that rollover. You go, nothing happening here. What? Why are you on the floor? What's going on? Pulled him out of his bed onto the floor. How arrogant is that?
Oh, well, it's noisy.
You do what you have to do.
It sends you crazy, that kind of thing.
It does send you crazy. And you can, like the shadows and the darkness noise and the squeaks and.
Yeah. Noisy. Yeah.
And you only need to have a half scary story. You know someone was killed around here. There's a mad axeman in the woods around here.
What was the one we used to tell in Scouts? The Mad Dago, which is probably politically incorrect now. So what the story was, okay, this is a great one to do. Okay, you're all sitting around the campfire, right?
Yeah.
And the leader goes, have you guys heard about the story of the mad Dago? No.
No.
So what happened, there was a plane load of scouts going to the jamboree,
okay,
and there was a large man and a little man sitting up the front, right?
Yeah.
And the scouts misbehaved so much that the plane crashed, killing all the scouts, but the little man survived, but his legs were cut off, and the big man survived, but they had to get out of the wilderness where they were. The big man had to pick up the man with the legs cut off and stick him on top of his shoulders and walk out of the bush. And since that day, this guy, the mad guy, has roamed the bush looking for scouts to attack and kill. And at that moment, one of the other scout leaders will come out of the bush with another scout leader on his shoulders with a blanket around him going, whoa!
That's good.
Don't you love it?
Oh, the right timing. Fantastic. Yeah, and it's a true story.
Anyway, look, someone's calling you from New Zealand.
Here comes the music, which we can all go off to bed now.
Yeah, a bit scary.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Somehow Related, welcome aboard. I was there. I was next to the fire then.
King Ganguly, gully, 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 watch ya.
What's the classic one, isn't it? Where the couple in the car and then the guy...
The head's banging. Banging.
Yeah, don't look back, don't look back. And he chopped his head off and he was banging.
Yeah, that's great. Great one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to two topics and let's see how we can work out how they are related. Oh, and we should mention we're doing a live show in the Comedy Festival.
Are we?
Yeah, in Melbourne. Yes. You remember?
Did you tell me about it?
Yeah.
Is it in my diary?
Yeah. It's the 11th of April, a Sunday.
And is it in a place is it where we did the last one?
Yeah. I think it's a different room, though. It's a European beer cafe in the city.
So what does it mean? Does that mean we'll record that and we'll put it out? Or
we'll see how we go. What do you reckon?
Oh, can't. No, I don't think we can. Oh. What happens in the room stays in the room. Okay, surely.
We put out the one with Sam Payne, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did. Does that mean if you could listen to it for free, you would and you wouldn't come?
Well, let's say we don't know if we're going to record it or not.
All right.
Because also Courtney, who's in charge of technical staff, they're about to have another baby, I think. So he may not be there.
Oh, right. We may not have a technical person.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll see. But it is definitely on sale, and it's going to be fun. And we'll have a special guest who we haven't organised yet.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, is it?
It's not in the Comedy Festival guide, but if you go, it'll be... let's try booking. Yeah. Anyway, we'll put the link. We'll put the link in the notes.
And for people interstate who can't get here at all, it's only fair maybe that they,
fly down?
Well, yeah, I don't know. If you can come.
Yeah, we'll tour eventually. We're just going to wait for COVID to settle down.
We'll tour, Is that what we'll do? With a tent or something? Like with a in a big bus. Could we get a big bus with it somehow related written on the side?
Yeah, just like
and tour
yeah.
around like a country and western singers.
And convert people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have somehow related healings.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's great.
But we are,
and we'll have a little museum. In the museum, we'll have all the things that have been somehow related through the history of the show.
Yes.
In little glass boxes. You can go, oh look,
with the explanations.
There's a Hitler and a Fanta. And then you explain to the kids, and we'd have an audio cassette. Yeah. That you can walk through, and Dave and I, well, you and I,
we'll do that
out of this exhibition,
and have a look at this.
Yes. And this is with Elvis. This is Elvis over there. And what was Elvis? Elvis was, what was his? What,
vaccines.
Vaccines. How did you see that Jolene.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton did a thing, Jolene.
Vaccine.
She's vaccine. Listened to this podcast because she definitely. Heard us. What was ours?
Viva vaccine.
See, I just way ahead of the curve with that. Anyway, somehow related. Two topics. Sam, we're ready for you to serve the ball into our forehand court.
Avocados and testicles.
I was going to say, two of my favourite things.
Do you want to sit back and hear old men talk about testicles? Do you really?
Oh, you might. You're going to have to hear it.
It's not our doing.
No. I believe Alyssa sent this in, and Sam will give the credit at one point. I believe someone sent this one in.
So this is not Sam's work.
No,
because I wouldn't think Sam would go. I want to hear my guys talk about testicles. I don't think she would.
Well, I mean, you know, they're important.
What are they? A sperm factory? They're purely for sperm, aren't they?
Is that what they're for? Yeah, right.
So it's purely about reproduction.
Yeah, I assume so. I don't know what else they'd be there for. You're right.
And they, I know they've got to be cooler.
Yeah, that's why they hang outside the body.
Yeah, because that's right.
They can't be inside the body.
Because the body is warmer.
Yeah.
But why have they got to be cooler?
It must be something to do with the sperm. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I know when people are trying to have a girl or they have it, you can put a thing, you wear something special to warm them up, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, get the sperm warm.
Because that is something that men will often do. We can talk about it. We're on topic. The men will often cup their testicles as they go to sleep. And you know why?
Protecting.
It's protecting because when you're in the cave, you don't want to be. But also, too, when you cup your testicles, it subliminally signals to you that you are safe.
Yeah.
So, therefore, the message is everything's okay now. You can sleep. And by the way, if anything does happen, we've got your balls covered.
Yeah. Did you – I once had a irritation. I got epididymitis, I think it's called, which is an inflammation of the tubes that go from the testicle into the wherever. And I had to go to a doctor. It was really painful. And he said, drop your pants. And then he cupped them and went, oh, does that hurt? Ah, yeah.
Of course it does. But when it really, really hurt.
And so I got antibiotics and stuff, but I had to go and have an ultrasound.
Yeah.
And the guy was an old Russian guy. And he goes, okay, I have to rush. I have a pregnant lady coming in soon. Well, yeah. I hope you clean the wand in between. Goes, mate.
What was he going to do? It was an echocardiogram or something.
It's sound, isn't it? It's sound.
Yeah.
And so, well, they got to check. If you've got, this is a health message, if you've got sore testicles, you should get them seen to. And so the doctor said, just to make sure there's nothing else going on, go along. And so the guy puts the wand on.
Yeah.
He puts a bit of, you know.
Bit of gel.
We have a chat first and dinner. Gives me a rose. Yeah. And then he puts the gel on, and then he just gets the wand, the sound wand, and then he looks up at the screen and he goes, look at that. Look, and he actually said, you've got lover's balls, which to this day I don't know what it means.
It means that the sperm hasn't been coming out enough.
Oh, is that what it means?
Well, isn't that blue balls?
Yeah, but he said lover's balls.
Lovers.
Like
means you, you haven't,
oh,
yeah,
there's a lot coming. It's on a regular basis.
Well,
it's
backed up.
Oh,
you haven't been releasing. You haven't been churning. Wow. You haven't been releasing the build up because isn't there 10,000,000,000,000,000,000?
Yeah, that's that great heckle line, mate. You know, 30,000 sperm and you to get through can't help fucking bad luck.
that was the very first heckle line I ever.
Oh, really?
Heard. I remember thinking that's really clever. I went on. It was given that when you're in trouble, that was your go-to.
Yeah,
and it worked every time.
Or, you know, go home and wash your shirt. There's been a turd all day. Or my favourite one, Mate, this is my job. I don't go to McDonald's and kick the broom out of your hand.
Yeah. See?
Love it.
That's why you survived.
So,
anyway, what was it? Did you antibiotics?
Antibiotics.
And day by day, it just went away.
It fixed it. But, you know, you haven't lived. You've had an ultrasound on your testicles, let me tell you. Because they are sensitive.
Well, I had an ultrasound on my bladder.
Oh.
I think we talked about it before. But yeah, I had to drink a whole lot of water and then not go to the toilet all morning and then get an ultrasound on my bladder. That was extremely painful.
Yeah.
I had a COVID test the other day. You know what was interesting about it? Just by the by. Uh-huh. This was good. This is my second COVID test. She counted me because it's got to go up your nose for 10 and down your throat for 10. And hearing the count really helped.
Wow.
Up the nose, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Has this got anything to do with testicles?
No, but the reason it did is because where I had my ultrasound done was the same place I had my COVID test done. So I reminisced about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but the good times. Do you reckon they get bigger as you get older? I think they do. They get bigger.
Well, I think.
They get bigger.
I think they hang lower.
They hang lower.
Yeah.
Do your balls hang low? Yeah. Do they? What's that song?
Do you want to have a competition now? I'll show you mine.
We don't need to see that.
We can put it in Instagram and put it on Facebook. And then you have to guess whose balls are who.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's great. I reckon that's Claire on the left. No, you're wrong. It's actually Dave.
Well, you know, I had a vasectomy. And
being
a responsible adult, and you go along, and the doctor, I've done that since stand-up, but he spoke like this. He spoke like a Gold FM DJ. Okay, David, what you got to do? You got to cuts like a knife. Here we go, Brian Adams. And he goes,
Did you go under general?
Yeah, I actually went under for mine. You don't have to. You can just get a local. But I went under, and he said, all right, I'll see you next Tuesday, 12 o'clock at the hospital. And by the way, shave your testicles. That'll be great. So in my stand-up, I go, I'm paying you $800, mate. You shave them. No, get the nurse to do it.
$800, is that? So what's he making out of that? He's making about $500 to do your balls.
Yeah, but I think it was more than that. And but shaving that area of your body is very difficult.
Because there's a lot of
bumps and ridges and stuff. And so you're down there, you know. I mean, I shave with a blade all the time on my face, but I've never shaved down there before.
Now we're getting into an area that I don't want to admit to this, but
you've shaved down there.
Well, I just, if you look down there, you go, I'm a hirsute person.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
So I've talked about this. I've said that I've shaved my chest on occasion, and there was time that I shaved up my stomach, and then I messed it up, and I cut a line across the middle of my stomach that looked like a fire break. And I said, if ever a fire break out of my chest, my balls would be safe because it wouldn't go down past the fire break. Anyway, I just think it's once you start doing that, and there'll be guys out there listening who will go, yeah, I'm a shaver. The world is shavers and non-shavers.
That's true.
And there are, younger
people were doing it for a long time. It became very trendy.
Yeah, but here's the trick for you. You need to don't go with a clean shaver. For God's sake, don't use a dry shaver.
Oh no. I come straight out of the shower.
No, you need an electric one.
Oh, electric one.
What were you doing it with?
A blade.
You were not.
I was.
Oh no.
I don't have an electric shaver. What are you
you're doing it with a blade. No wonder. Were you nicking and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at it.
Oh. Were you using a mirror on the floor?
Look, to be truthful, I went to the barber's and I said, can you shave me?
you've got hair. Yeah,
I had to use a mirror.
Is there anything about balls on me? So you use an electric with a little guard on it so it doesn't cut to
okay. Well, I don't have one of those.
Then it's, you know, your lawnmower. Okay, we're cutting the grass, right? And you can go, you can put it right down really low or you can put it up really high. You have different level, like number one haircut, number two, number three. Go down there with a tool. And put a guard on it, go for, say, a number one, and then just go hell for leather.
Yeah, right.
And once you start, you'll be cutting things like crop things where you
crop circles.
Yeah, you do some crop circles down there. You can, you know, you get the job done.
I'm fully SBS. I'm all natural.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, I remember Richo, Matthew Richardson, the Richmond player.
Yeah.
Legend of the AFL game, he said that at one point he was the only player in the club that had any hair down there. Every other player was fully waxed.
Fully waxed?
Well, you know, just shaved and waxed, whatever.
I can understand going short, but because then you get bristle. Then you
I
get,
know.
And it's
you're like a chicken, a plucked chicken.
And you do get, you can get itchy.
Yeah.
And or on the
I remember that
on the day of the thing, you what are you touching yourself again for? What do you mean? I just shaved this morning, man. And it's gone a bit itchy. Yeah. So I've just got to attend to it. So look, it's not. It's and obviously we're not being gender specific here. Women too. Yeah. Obviously they would be, you know.
It's become a trend for
Brazilian
sure.
Is very... What's Brazilian? That's where it's like everything but one little whispery bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah. So what do men have? What's... No, that's the piercing, isn't it? That's... anyway. Look, I just think, you know, because it just feels germy down there with a lot of hair, don't you reckon? No, you obviously don't because...
But, you know, God has put that hair there for a reason. All right.
Well,
Mother Nature
but evolution has, because we were talking about this the other day. The evolution, we used to be covered in hair, like, and then for some reason we started going, you know what? I'm going to wear clothes.
Well, true, and we're all meant to have beards too.
Yeah,
but we shave.
Yeah. So the hair went for. Did the hair go because we put clothes on, or did the hair go? Why did the hair go? I mean, there are some people out there like me who are quite
hairy.
But why do you have hairs around your testicles and your penis?
I would say it's protection.
From what?
Protection.
Well, I know that you, up your nose you have hairs because it catches all the
dust
and everything before it goes, and that's what causes...
I don't know. Maybe in the cave days you'd be walking around and like a cat would come out of nowhere and try and attack you, whatever, and we'll get caught in the fur. I don't know.
Well, that time that I got stung on the penis by a jellyfish, I said... That the jellyfish thought that my penis was a predator.
A python.
And obviously it had to sting it because it thought it was going to be attacked by my penis.
Boy.
Geez, we've gone straight for the straight to it. It's
testicles. That's what Sam has given us.
It is testicles. The skin on the testicle is the same skin that forms the labia majora and minora. That's, if you look at the skin, it's the
same. Really?
Yeah, it's the same skin. So it's very similar in looking. It's just a different. It's just. It's like having a blanket. You know, different. You can make it a different shape depending on what's. And then the balls themselves, extremely tender because they want to be protected. But the part that hurts most, I think, is which you got infected.
Yeah, the tubes.
The tube that gets connected to it. If you get that tube, if you just flick that like very lightly, it's just good. Give me 10 minutes.
The old towel flick in the change room.
Oh well, that was terrible. Wasn't there a footballer who was
flicked? Reckons he got cancer from the towel flick. Yeah. I can feel it now.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And what is it? You shouldn't wear tight underwear. You should only wear.
Yeah, a bit loose.
A bit loose. So
I'm loosening
so,
up right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
I'm feeling. I can feeling see self-conscious.
There's
nothing like going to the swimming pool and seeing an old bloke sitting there and his left nuts hanging out.
Well, we were out to coffee the other day with my brother, and it was up in Sydney, and it was open air coffee, quite warm up there.
Yeah.
And this guy's sitting, and he had his shorts on, legs wide
akimbo.
Open, and it was just it was a puppet show. I'm going, and it was funny because I'm going, I can't not look because it's so inappropriate.
Oh.
But do you say something? You go, mate, it's on show.
No, how old was he?
Oh, it would have been in his 50s.
Oh, come on, mate.
And in the hot weather, Anyway.
Well, let's do avocados.
Yeah, I think we better. Yeah.
I mean, I love avocado. I mean, I can remember the first time I had avocado because we didn't have it as kids, did we?
No.
No.
Well, I'm going to say the first time I have it, we'll get to yours, was like in the 70s, I think, and it was this thing called a seafood cocktail.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Would they put the prawns and stuff in a hollowed out?
It could be in a hollowed avocado, yeah.
Or was that in a champagne glass?
No. Sometimes a prawn cocktail traditionally would be in a glass.
Right.
Yeah, a glass.
But that would be not with avocado.
No, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen that before.
It was very exotic in the 70s.
Oh, especially we're from Melbourne. So I assume in Queensland they had more of them, but we had... zero avocados in the 70s. And even I remember I went to a restaurant, I reckon it was like mid-80s, and I was working for the Red Cross, and you would go and drive around Victoria and give talks and stuff, and you'd stay overnight. And I stayed in Colac, and I went to a restaurant in Colac in regional Victoria, and I had chicken and avocado.
Oh, wow.
And I said to the woman, is this avocado?
What is this stuff?
Yeah, this is from Queensland. And now...
Just everywhere.
Everywhere.
They're not a cheap item, are they?
No.
Now Selena says to me, go to the supermarket, get me one avocado. Am I going to ripe one as I'm walking out the door? Because then you've got to stand there embarrassingly.
Squeezing them.
And when you squeeze avocado,
yeah,
it sort of has a, I don't know.
It's a bit like a testicle.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a connection.
And here's the thing, is you don't squeeze the testicle, you press the top button.
There's your
trigger.
We're talking about avocados or testicles. No, I'm getting confused. Yeah, avocados, you see if they're soft up the top.
If they're soft up the top.
Yeah.
But then when the first one, usually the whole batch of the, if one's not, it's pretty rare you're going to find, I find that you're going to get one that's, you know, that's good. And if you're standing there next to if I stand sometimes next to a woman who knows what she's doing better than me.
Oh, you ask her.
I'll go, can you help me here? I need to get a ripe one. She goes, okay, there's that one. No, there was that. Here, take that one.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes I go, look, have one of mine. She'll have six of them, and you go, have one of them. I only need one. I don't think it's only fair that I get the one of the ones.
What do you use avocado for? Sandwiches?
Well, that's, a lot in salad, obviously. Big chunks in the salad.
Yeah, yum.
There was a period there where I think avocado was used instead of butter on something.
Yeah. I saw some Chinese people at the airport eating them like an apple.
What? But how did they?
They were holding them by the bottom, which is the bit you squeeze, the narrower bit, the top, which we would call the top of the avocado.
Yeah.
They were holding them like, I thought they were ice creams, and then they were just biting into them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Because I always reckon when you learn how to get the, what do you call, the pip, the core?
Yeah, the big C.
What's your method for getting it out?
I cut the avocado in half, and then the seed's still sitting there.
Yeah.
Then I stick a knife into it and pull it out.
See, but you've got to go hard enough to get the knife in there so you can pull it out directly. Once you start scooping, you're messing with the fineness of the flesh.
And my method is to cut the avocado in the skin and then put the spoon underneath it and scoop it out.
Oh, gee whiz. Cooking with Dave. Again.
Cooking with Dave. What a show.
Nailed
it. We use it on when we have nachos. Oh, tacos. We have tacos a bit because they're kind of healthy.
Is there anything beautiful when you have, say, you've got the, because, now hang on, does that, I'm thinking, what's the one that goes in the oven? Has that got avocado in it?
That's nachos.
So there's no avocado in that one?
No, yeah, you put them on at the end. You don't put it
in
the
what's
oven.
The dip then? Guacamole.
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 Yeah.
Yum. Oh, so good.
Yum.
Bit of chili, not chili, but something hot there.
Yeah, it can be chili. It can be a bit of onion.
What is it? Is it a nut or a fruit?
That I don't know. Remember we did a game show, fruit or vegetable?
I reckon it's fruit.
And,
it's got to be fruit.
The Triple M mix producer wanted me to play it with Mick. Fruit or vegetable?
That's a great idea.
Well, as we learned, rhubarb, vegetable.
Yeah. I think
banana's technically a seed, I think. No, it's a herb. Anyway, I don't know. I would say it's a fruit.
I would say it's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
I mean,
the way it's grown.
It grows on a tree. It doesn't grow on the ground. It's a bit of a giveaway.
Look, avocado trees you see more in the northern states, but I've seen them around Melbourne and it's too cold, but probably getting hotter now, global warming.
It's one of those words that people often mispronounce, and I mispronounce it to be funny, which is a very dad thing to do.
Yeah.
I say avocado.
Avocado.
And do you want some? I'll have some avocado on that. And then
avocado.
And then people look at you going, you know that it's not. And then do I explain? Do I go with it?
It's embarrassing. Nice.
Do you know something else? Apparently it's very good for your LDL levels.
What's that?
Your cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's good fat.
Yeah, so it's LDL, maybe it lowers your LDL. It's either lowers your bad or it ups your good. Mm. So avocado is your good fat. As is, I've been taking olive oil lately in tablet form.
Mm.
And my body's been feeling so much better.
Really? Yeah. I use a lot of olive oil in cooking, so.
Yeah, I mean, olive oil are good for colds and flu. What
thinking music can we have? I mean, I suspect that avocado and testicles, because maybe they look like each other. Maybe that's where the name comes from.
Why don't we do something where?
And they might, you know, they're from South America. Avocados.
So why don't we be the two guys that find an avocado for the first time
and have to name it?
Because maybe they've got a market. They've got a stall.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're out foraging.
Yeah.
And they've got some nuts, and they've got some bananas, and they've got a few apples.
And are they Mexican or something, or? Well, they should be. They're probably South American.
Can we just do it? Can we just do it?
Australia. But we'll have Mexican names. I'll be
okay.
I'll be Alfonso.
Yep.
And you can be
Rupert? No.
No, that's not. No, you got to get a Mexican name. Alfonso, and you can be.
Raul. That's what I was thinking.
Raul.
I said Rupert. Okay.
All right, so we're in the jungle.
And we're
foraging.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Wow, Raul. How much nuts have you got there?
What time are we starting the market?
Oh, we've got to start at 10.
Yeah, I reckon I've got some nuts here. I've got some apples.
Got any berries?
I've got plenty of berries. I've got some blueberries. I've got some blackberries.
Hey, yeah, what? Look at that.
Look at what?
That tree over there with those dangly green things.
Yeah, that's not anything.
No. They look good. But hang on, I'm gonna take one off the tree.
Just how are you gonna get it?
Hang on, give me a leg up. Here we go. I've got one.
Ooh. Your balls are on my face.
Hang on a minute. Off. I've got some.
Have you got it?
Oof. Yeah. Oh. Look at these.
Yeah, look at my face. Actually, your balls went right into my eye sockets like then. So it was kind of appropriate.
Look at them.
What is that?
It's like a kind of a fruit. Hang on, I'll just cut it. It's soft. You feel that. It's soft and squishy.
Yeah. Ooh. And the texture of that stuff.
It's good, isn't it?
It's unlike my testicle skin.
Yeah.
But it's green.
Break it open.
Don't eat that. You don't know.
No, that tastes good.
That's good.
Yeah, have a taste. Have some.
Oh, that's... You wouldn't think green could taste so good.
It'd be good on the top of a taco, that, I reckon.
What?
The tacos, you know.
Have they been invented yet?
Yeah, there's some at the market. Oh, there's next door. Ronnie sells them.
Oh, Ronnie's tacos. Yeah.
Wait till we show Ronnie this new invention.
So what do you reckon we do?
Well, I reckon we sell them $2 a bunch, $2 a piece for a start. There's a lot on that tree.
Have we invented dollars yet?
Well, okay, we'll barter for them.
Yeah, okay. So, I've got a basket here. Can you get a few? I'm not going to hold you. Can you just get the low-hanging ones, please?
Yeah,
I'm not going to give you a hold-up because I don't
want some more. But what are we going to call them? What are you going to call them? Green squishy things?
Green squishy things? No, I don't know.
No, what do they look like? Let me hold two up in front of your face. What are you seeing?
I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
It looks like part of my anatomy.
Oh, your ears?
No. Think about it.
Which bit?
These bits here that fall out of my Hessian. This bit here. What are these called?
They're called your testicles, but in our language they are called avocado.
Oh, my avocados.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we can't. Wait. So you're suggesting that we call this beautiful fruit
avocado?
No.
Well, okay. We'll call them testicles.
No. Nads.
Nads.
Nuts.
Nuts.
Go Nads.
Go Nads. Hang on a second, I'll just try that. Go Nads, $2 each, $2 each. Bananas, $4, full of punch.
Yeah.
Go Nads. No, Go Nads, no good.
Jules?
Jules. Two Jules, $2 each, $2 each. No.
Boys?
Boys, two little boys. No, they're kind of big, aren't they?
Yeah.
Squishy, greeny thing.
Junk?
I got some junk. My junk is for sale.
No junk. Gonads. Did I say gonads?
Gonads. Yeah.
Gonads is good.
Testies. Two testies.
Testies.
Two for $5. Testies.
And what you could do, you could hold the testies.
Yeah.
Then you could put a banana on top. Oh, my God.
That's it. We've named them testies. Well done. Let's go to the market. Forget avocado. Wow's right there.
Wow.
Right there in the market.
Wow. So what he's done is at the market.
Mm.
He's held up the avocados, two in his hand.
Yeah, with the banana.
And I've come
it.
Over and put a banana on top. It's funny. And that is juvenile, but funny because it's on topic.
All right. So what's your answer?
Well, you've hinted at an answer there, which may well be, but I don't know. I don't reckon it's that. I'm going to say that it came later than that. This could be weird. That because the nut, or is it the seed?
Yeah.
Is not dissimilar to the size of a testicle.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that nut was the first artificial testicle ever used.
Because they used to be made out of silicon or rubber or something. Yeah.
Well, they are now, but back in the day, remember we used to have wooden legs?
You had wooden nuts.
Well, you couldn't have wooden nuts. You've got to have something that's a little bit. You couldn't have. So you've lost your testicles.
Blown my mind with this.
Yeah, because it's a similar size, and it would probably. It's a bit harder.
Yeah.
But I reckon they've gone. But I'm talking back in the
1800s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great idea.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, I think I was onto it. It's avocado is a Spanish name for testicles. Maybe that's how they named them back in the day.
So you're saying that it's translated. People, if this gets out.
Avocado.
If this gets out.
Yeah.
That Sam has discovered this.
Yeah.
Well, next time I'm down there and there's not many avocados left.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm dropping this.
Yeah.
Because I go, you know what avocado.
God, I thought you were going to say I'm going to drop my pants and just get my test. I got some here. Check them out. All right. What is the answer?
When the Aztecs discovered the avocado in 500 BC, they named it Ahuacatl, which translates to testicle. It is likely that the texture, shape, and size of the fruit, as well as the way it grows in pairs, inspired the name of the avocado. To find out more, look for the link in your Google Home or Google Assistant app. Deeper analysis of the Aztec language reveals that they may have used the term like we would use nuts for testicles in current times. Thank you to Vicky for sending in this suggestions.
Well done.
Oh.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Dave and Glenn were out wandering around. Yeah. They found them, and they've gone. Hey,
no, it's Royale and Alfonso.
Yeah, sorry. They go. This looks like it looks like testicles.
Let's just call it that.
So, and then he said, "It's not testicles. It's avocados. Mm. Avocado."
Yeah.
Was it Spanish?
Mexican. Yeah.
God.
Man, that's really. You know what? I'm really hungry. But
you know the problem with this sort of thing. The problem with this show. Is that you find these things out, but some things you don't want to know. So unfortunately, the next time, all of the Somehow Related listeners, they're going to go, would you like some avocado on that? And you're going to go, testicles. There's no going back.
Nah.
Once you know.
It's going to take years to get rid of that
thought. Of avocado means an old man's dangly balls. Sitting in a bag, with hair all over it, and you're having it on your sandwich. You may as well get your bit of bread and just rub it between your legs. We could destroy the sandwich industry.
At least it's been good for the bag of oranges and the string bag.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we used to all think that too.